line like this?
No, I mean, it says a lot about the team that we have here. I mean, we got, what, our two defensemen score on Friday, or and then two more on Saturday the next day. So, I mean, it was unbelievable, and it's fun to see Boy gets his first goal and Matthew gets his first 10 or whatever it's been. So, I mean, we're excited for those guys, and it's great this time of year for everyone to pitch in here.
How do you attack that defensive core? They're big, they're tough, they're experienced, and it's a smaller ice sheet for you guys to work on.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to get pucks behind them. They're just like North Dakota, big guys. So just got to get pucks behind them and just wear them down, hopefully catch a few breaks here and there and capitalize.
I imagine you grew up watching this program, and now to be on the team that's kind of restoring prominence to it, is there a sense of pride to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I've seen tickets here back in the days when Leopold was here when they were winning two national titles, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this, and all the guys enjoy it.
It's all you. Do you want to turn the camera off?
How important is it to get that first? Their goalie has two shutouts back to back. Getting that first goal, how big would that be?
I mean, it'd be huge just to get our team confidence up and just go, all right, settle in, start playing now. I mean, it seems like in every big tournament, people wait around for a little bit and something happens. So it'd be nice to be the first team to make that something happen. So.
Yeah. You ever been down to Florida?
Yeah, I've been on there a couple times. I've been a couple of my buddies. Condos and my grandma lives down there. So.
Yeah. And you're a Florida draft pick too. Does that make it even more special? Because you're gonna be scouts gonna be watching you down there from Florida team.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of cool just to go down and play in Florida and see what it's like playing down there this time of year. But I mean, we're excited to go down there for the tour and have so much more.
Do you like being the underdog in this kind of situation?
I mean. One team has to be the underdog. They won whatever it is.
17
in a row. Yeah, so obviously this team is going to be the favorite. So we're coming in. Only 14 left. They're all good. That's how it goes.
Talk about just how the season has gone for you. I mean, for your team and for you. I mean, has it been as good as you thought it would be for you?
I mean, it's been better. Beginning of the year, I think our team was playing like 6th to finish in the WCHA, and we obviously proved that wrong. And now we're the last WCHA team standing, so I mean, it says a lot about the kind of guys we have on this team and coaching staff.
Yeah.